We were talking about Christmas yesterday, and I know many of you were not impressed. However, I'm going to mention Christmas again right now, this time in an entirely different context, because here on RT Radio 1, every Christmas since 2010, we've broadcast our very special concert, our annual feast of festive fun, our Christmas Mooney Tunes. Absolutely outstanding, the RT Concert Orchestra and Benny Goodman's arrangement of the Louis Prima classic Sing, Sing, Sing. If you were a fan of Woody Allen, that's where I came across that piece of music first. You would have seen it in a movie called Manhattan Murder Mystery. And a brilliant movie and a brilliant piece of music it is too. Doesn't that just put you in the best of form? Are you happy now? Are you smiling? Are you tapping your toes as we speak? Well, that was how we closed our Mooney Tunes Christmas show last year on December 16th, 2013. That was Mooney Tunes number 9. And later on today's show, we'll be looking for suggestions from you as to how we close our next Christmas show, Mooney Tunes number 11. In fact, not just suggestions for how we close the show. We need suggestions for tunes that will open the show and for tunes that will fill the middle of the show. In fact, we'll be looking for suggestions to fill our entire programme for Mooney Tunes 11, which will take place in just under 3 months from now. Absolutely fantastic. Last Christmas was full of big band numbers just like that one. We also had some opera, some show tunes, some Christmas classics, our usual menagerie of magical Mooney musical moments. So stay tuned for more details as the programme progresses. But Ola McGowan, who's our producer of Mooney Tunes, fantastic. As Derek Mooney would say himself.
Fantastic.
Wasn't it just though?
It was brilliant. I actually grew up with that piece of music. It was written by Louis Prima, I think in about 1935. But Benny Goodman did this incredibly famous concert at Carnegie Hall in 1938, and it was one of the defining kind of concerts of the era, and it was recorded, and it was the great Benny Goodman Orchestra with Gene Krupa on drums, and Gene Krupa was one of the first ever legends of the drums. Crazy guy, absolutely crazy guy. You want to see him go? He was like,
well, do you know when I hear that drum solo?
Yeah,
I think of
Manhattan.
Do 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 do.
Animal. Well, actually. Animal was very much based on a kind of mixture of the likes of Gene Krupa, drummer, and Louis Belson and Buddy Rich and all these kind of people. But I grew up with a CD or a record. What am I saying, CD? I didn't grow up with CDs at all. I grew up with a double vinyl album of a 40th anniversary concert recorded in 1938, the exact same programme with Benny Goodman 40 years on, and it was absolutely brilliant. And Mary Lou Williams was the piano player, and I was a piano player at the time.
And it doesn't date.
Oh, no.
It ages very well.
Actually, it's been used.
In fact, it's aged less.
The 1938 concert version is currently being used in a Heineken ad, you know, where they kind of, it's set down in some southern French kind of town, and they're kicking a ball around the place or whatever. You don't know it? No.
It's the rugby ad. It's
Heineken Cup.
Probably for Heineken Cup. Yeah, that's what it is. And the ball has been passed and it goes under the sheep and then it goes back.
Oh, these 80 years on.
It's a terrific piece of music. It really is. And bringing the big band in was your suggestion last year. I was thinking, well, the big band, who cares about big bands? And it seemed you loved it.
Well, Jack L did I've Got You Under My Skin, and he did My Way, and he did Pure Imagination from Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory. Mm-hmm. You know that? I had always kind of wanted to do the whole big band as well as the rest of the stuff that we do, the classical and the opera stuff and the show tunes and the instrumentals and the pop and whatever. But this is our first kind of foray into big band, and it was terrific.
Are we going to have more this Christmas is the question?
Big band stuff. Mm. It depends on the suggestions. I was very lucky last year because, coupled with me wanting to do it for a long, long time, we got great suggestions in. Frankie Smith from Bray suggested that one because he said he'd never marry a woman unless she could dance. And his kind of...
How you'd have to swing to that.
Yeah. Never marry a woman unless
I wouldn't
she could
be
swing.
Able to swing. You wouldn't My be back able to swing. Is too bad.
Oh, listen, we've been putting up with this for the last... God knows how long.
I think people thought I was gone last week. I think people thought I had left RTE altogether last week. No, well, sorry to disappoint some of you. I hadn't.
It's just
I'm just
back.
Out of the dodgy back.
Did anybody ever see The Odd Couple? Felix Unger.
Felix,
that's Derek. He's Felix Unger from The Odd Couple. Yes. If it's not the tinnitus, it's the
hypochondria's term. Don't take it out on the afflicted Ola. Have we got... Oh, I forgot it started like this.
Oh, I remember at the very end of this. Stadler and Waldorf.
Manamana. Do do be do be. Manamana. Do do do. Manamana.
You want to do this at Mooney Tunes?
I think it would be fantastic. Who would we get
if
to do the
Anthony Manamana? Long is listening to the show right now, the orchestra manager, and Kathy Stokes are going to bash me over the head. But sure, why not?
Why not? I tell you who could do it. Twink.
Manamana.
Got the voice.
Manamana.
And she can have her dog on stage.
Do you know who'd be great doing this? Eamon Dunphy. Or George Oak.
No, I'd like to have Twink, because I missed her yesterday. Because I know we were supposed to interview Twink yesterday. Sorry about that, Adele. I was out. And she was very gracious. She said, no problem.
It might be a little bit
this?
Out of the vocal range.
Everybody could join in.
Andrew, you could do it, Derek. No doubt you'll be suffering from a sore throat at Christmas, so it'll be perfect to do it. We're going to talk about Mooney Tunes at some stage.
But you have to hand to the guys that they actually came up with that tune.
Oh, it's brilliant.
You know, I think the creativity in that.
At the very end of it, I think Stadler and Waldorf, you know, the two guys are in the box, and one of them goes, that was brilliant, that was terrific, well, it was okay, well, it wasn't bad, well, it could have been better, it was rubbish, it was terrible,
well, actually,
I want my money back.
In that case, what we do is we get a couple of people on the stage. We'll get what was your man's name again?
For volunteers for a Stadler and Waldorf.
Yeah, well, Eamon Dunphy could be one of them. I was okay, I wasn't great.
I was okay.
Average, mediocre.
Eamon, if you're listening, you're invited.
Crap. Well, he was very good during the World Cup. Anyway, enough of Manamana. Thank you.
Is this going somewhere?
It's going to the end.
Is this show going somewhere?
What's wrong with that? It's called Light Entertainment, Olin. Anyway, let's get back to Mooney Tunes.
Mooney
That's what we're talking about, Olin. So,
December 21st, which is a Sunday, isn't it? I think it's a Sunday. Pretty sure it's a Sunday. Sunday, December 21st, in the Bord Gáis.
Yeah, Christmas
Energy
is on
Theatre.
Thursday this year. Christmas Day.
Is it? Yep. Okay. So most of the shows down there start at 7:30. Mooney Tunes usually starts at 8 o'clock, so I'm assuming it's going to be 8 o'clock. And we are completely open to your suggestions at this stage. There's a couple of pieces of music that are already going to be in there. Do you remember last year we had this piece of music in, and it was suggested by a guy from Waterford called John Mernan. And John wanted to pay tribute to the youngest ever soldier to die in World War I was 14 years of age, and he was from Waterford. And mm-hmm. his name was John Condon. Can you believe that? And John's great-grand-nephew also lives in Waterford and is also called John Condon. So I got this letter last year from John Mernan, and he was suggesting that we play Nimrod by Elgar. Because every year during Remembrance Day at the Cenotaph in London, you know the Cenotaph in London, and they have this Remembrance Day ceremony, and they play this piece of music, Nimrod, by Elgar. It's absolutely stunning piece of music, and it's just in memory of all of those who fought and died, primarily in World War I, but it's beautiful. Steven Spielberg used it in Saving Private Ryan, as I know, and you'll know the melody when you hear it. It's very, just very, very beautiful, very compassionate. Now, the reason we actually didn't, I was explaining all about last year and how we had it in the programme, we deferred it because this year, obviously, is the 100th anniversary of the outbreak of World War I, but crucially, Christmas. It's the 100th anniversary of that incredible event where the German and British soldiers came together to play football, you know, and they exchanged gifts and they sang Silent Night, and it was just unbelievably moving event, very poignant event 100 years ago.
But why so is thought, John Mernan interested in this character?
John Mernan plays with Waterford City Brass, and they actually do this piece of music, Waterford City Brass, Nimrod as part of their kind of program. But he knew John Condon, who is the great grandnephew of the original John Condon, who fell aged 14 in World War I. I don't know what specific battle he fell in, but age 14, can you imagine it in World War I? Absolutely.
He must have lied about his age, did he? There must have been an age restriction.
In fact, I don't know how they've established it, but apparently they have. They have established that he is certainly the youngest known soldier that would have died at that time. But yeah, I do think it's appropriate that we. There's been lots of anniversaries and lots of markings, I suppose, of the anniversary of First World War. But it's appropriate that we do it.
Okay,
at Christmas. Anyway. But I also got, you know, we're encouraging people now to send in their suggestions, obviously. But one has already come in, would you believe? And it's for a stunning piece of music. And it's come in from Natalie. I'm going to try to attempt her second name. Natalie Tochlinkoya, I think, from Moscow, who used to be here in Dublin. And she's moved back to Moscow now. Anyway, she wanted to propose something for our Mooney Tunes show, which I believe she's probably going to come over for it, all the way from Moscow. And she wanted, of course, she chose a Russian composer, Peter Ilyich Tchaikovsky. And The Nutcracker, which was one of his ballets. And this is Waltz of the Flowers from The Nutcracker. It's an absolutely gorgeous piece of music.
Around the studio with you all, and
yeah,
get off me, feet.
Get off me, there.
Anyway, it's a lovely piece as well.
Oh, it's gorgeous. So that's
an eclectic mix of music.
That is officially our first suggestion. Can anybody bet that?
Yes, we'll take your suggestions now. We might get to some before the program is over. You can email mooney@rte.ie or text 51551. What would you like to hear at the next Mooney Tunes? Don't suggest silence. Don't come if you don't like it. If you want to come along and you enjoy it like most people do, then make a sensible suggestion.
It would be nice, actually, if people would text in the next few minutes. And now, if you're going to text in, follow it up with a proper letter and tell us a story, because we do want stories.
That's yes, if your piece of music is chosen for the concert programme, then you get two free tickets.
Yeah.
But we'd like you to come along anyway, 21st of December. And Olin said it's a Sunday evening, so you could come to Dublin for the weekend if you're from outside. Do your shopping, all that kind of stuff. Have a nice weekend in Dublin before the Christmas madness. It'd be quite lovely, and head back home on the 22nd, which would be the Monday. Yeah, I think that's a great idea. Plenty of hotels around the Grand Canal area. Different prices. 3-star, 4-star, 5-star. You takes your pick.
And we are working, as you well know, on surprises. Surprise guests and other types of surprises.
What a guest.
No. Don't say a word, Derek.
In case we don't get them. What a guest. You're going to love it. You can visit our website anytime you like, rte.ie/Mooney. Now, Olin is back in. Tons of suggestions.
Oh, my God. We should have done this before, Derek. Do you remember we were asking people before, like, send us in your suggestions and we'll consider them? We should have actually said, text them in right now and we'll play a couple of them.
People always respond in the moment.
My God, it's brilliant. But whoever has sent in an email or a text, can you please follow up and tell us why it's so special? Because we have some suggestions already, and including one of our old favourites that we've had had on before. Verdi's Chorus of the Hebrew Slaves.
I do like this one.
Absolutely,
I have to say.
Beautiful. See if this reminds you of anything.
Well, I know what it reminds me of. It's a British Airways ad.
Does it not remind you of Flower of Scotland?
Oh, Flower of Scotland. There's Michael Corcoran's outside. Well, you see a referendum again.
Michael, paper slaves, Flower of Scotland. Michael's
it
not
does
in the
a
same
little
saying,
bit.
No.
It does a little bit.
Oh,
yeah.
Flower of Scotland.
It does. I think, yeah.
Michael's
yeah,
going to disagree with me no matter what I say. Yeah, He's such a disagreeable sort of fella. Honestly.
Somebody said, it's good to have you back, Derek. Only one person. Take a small glass of water with you when you brush your teeth. You can rinse your mouth and toothbrush. I measured it one day and saved over 2 litres. Well, I'll tell you what I do when I'm brushing my teeth. I'm glad you asked me. When I get out of the shower in the morning in all my nakedness, I turn on the water, just a tiny little bit of water onto the toothbrush, put the toothpaste on, and I turn it off immediately and I walk around the room to dry. I walk around and walk around and walk around and brush my teeth for about 2 minutes and then I'm bone dry. It's like the miracle of the bath.
You know what? I'm going to be left with that image for the rest of the day.
Good for
you.
Thank
you very much.
That's a nice
piece
of music. Hang on, who sent it in? Sheila Redmond in Wexford suggested that.
We've had that before. It's an absolutely beautiful piece. Will involve getting a huge big chorus. Brian Conway, I think Brian Conway wrote to us before suggesting Wonderful Thing by Leslie Dowdall. It's absolutely brilliant. I love this piece of music. It's just like, it's just beautiful. It's just, you know, if you have somebody that's really special to you, Leslie Dowdall's Wonderful Thing.
And is this her singing it now?
Yeah, I think it is, isn't it, Gar? Yeah.
Come closer and stand by me, and we shall be free. Stick by me and then guide me and lead me through.
Leslie is a beautiful singer, really, really nice singer.
I'm going to confess, I saw Into a New a couple of times when I was in my college days. Myself and my friends fancied Leslie. Leslie, we fancied you so much. You're gorgeous.
She probably doesn't remember, but I interviewed Leslie, and I'm sure it was Leslie interviewed for a pilot program that Ronan Johnston presented, this kind of youth type program on RTÉ television.
I remember that.
20 years. I just can't remember what it was called. Anyway, no. I didn't get it. He got the job, Ronan, because he was good looking. But we interviewed, I'm sure it was Leslie. You know, he did this pilot and he went in and borderline.
Well, listen, we have loads of suggestions. We have the theme from Local Hero, which is Mark Knopfler. Isn't it Mark Knopfler? It's not Dire Straits. It's Mark Knopfler, isn't that right? Tommy Fleming's band does a great version, says Martin. A couple of people suggesting Pietro Mascagni's Intermezzo, your favourite piece of music of all time. Take Me to the Church by Hozier. Great track. Hozier is terrific. Do you know Hozier?
I do, yeah.
He's absolutely
Sinead
brilliant.
O'Connor did a version of that recently.
Did she? Take Me to the Church?
Did she? I dream that? No, it's called The Church, something like that. And she got a song on her album called The Church. Going to the church, take me to the church, buy me a dress before I get married. Oh, yeah, same title, different song.
I think you're right.
Same song.
Dam Buster's March.
Same title, different
song. You know
Dam
Buster's
March?
Yeah. Da, 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 da. And we always get loads of film themes. We have The Magnificent Seven as well. Somebody suggested The Magnificent Seven. Somebody suggested What a Wonderful World by Louis Armstrong. And that's the theme on your Mooney Tunes promo.
It is, but I used Leslie Dedal's Wonderful Thing on the Dawn Chorus one time as well.
Did you?
Yeah.
It's a gorgeous
I've got great taste in music.
Listen to this.
Perfect for the orchestra.
They are flooding in. Thank you so
much,
everybody.
Keep them coming in. You can text 51551, email mooney@rte.ie.